bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Gamer Show. We are here as always, but we are joined with everyone's favourite curry podcaster, Chris Cabred. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
He's my third favourite.
Chris. Who's your first two?
Steve Curry and Tandoori Phil.
Arch enemies of ours.
Since you're actually here and you're sober, and Vert will kill you, crack on quick.
What?
Talk about
about curry. Yeah. Talk about our website.
Yeah,
both.
Go and pimp yourself.
www.championandtramp.com. Check it out for all your.
Did you get it? Did you get it right
needs.
This time? Yeah. Because didn't you give it out incorrectly last time?
I did.
The time before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't speak very well at that.
No.
At moment in time.
That's fair enough.
But yeah. Fine.
Grand. Okay. So we're all here, and the main call of today. In fact, I don't think we've got anything to talk about other than PlayStation 4 and Xbox, have we?
Well, I feel we should make this as the longest podcast we will ever do. I think we should do it for 2 hours.
Sam needs to be somewhere, and Chiz has already held him up. Arguably, I'm not getting at the debate here, but Chiz has already held him up by waiting to record. So, yeah, Sam doesn't look happy. So we're going to push on and not labour this point too much.
He's like a very angry bear.
I feel I've already been successful.
So, we've received our Xboxes and PlayStation. So, if we start off with the Xbox, I suppose probably best to start with our saga of trying to get our machines.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had both, as we spoke about in this show before, ordered our Xbox Ones, myself and Chiz, from Toys R Us. So, they came out on the Friday. On the Wednesday night, a minute past... So do you want to just tell us what biscuits you're eating there, Sam? Being that you're making noise.
All of the biscuits.
On the Wednesday night, a minute past midnight,
Party ring?
Yes, I love a party ring, thank you. Myself and Chiz both received... Chiz was almost not getting offered a party ring there. Myself and Chiz received an email from Toys R Us saying...
Chiz always parties with the rings.
say that we weren't our orders had been cancelled. Which
so
was
cards have been declined.
Yeah, a little disappointing.
And when you phoned your bank, turned out your card hadn't even been attempted to get money taken out of it.
Yeah, and similarly, you hadn't had that either.
It was through PayPal, got in touch with them. Nope.
There's absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all.
So we both phoned up, and I have to admit, the main thing that was carrying me through the saga of trying to phone up and speak to Toys R Us was imagining the torrent of venom Chiz was spouting at them. Whereas I was being quite polite. But as it transpires, you said that you were being very polite as well. So, what appears to have happened is there'd been some kind of error somewhere down the line, and our Xbox has got cancelled. So,
I think it happened to quite a lot of people.
Yeah. We spoke to a number of people there, and they all said that they were having tons and tons of phone calls that morning. Anyway, so later on in the day, we got an email to say that we could reorder our Xbox Ones the day, like this was the Thursday now, at 3:45.
At the same price?
At the same price. No, not at the same price, but they would honour the price, so we would get a refund.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was fine. And 3:45 came and went, and I had to leave. We sat there refreshing the website, nothing happened,
It was like some sort of horrible human experiment where I was just staring at the machine gun, refresh for about 2 hours.
Yeah, well, it was exactly 2 hours. You know,
it's just like, man, seriously, someone's watching me just going, yes, he's still going.
So exactly 6:45. Was it 6:45 or 5:45?
Roughly about, it was before 7.
Yeah, it was pretty much bang on 2 hours after they said it was going to happen. Lo and behold, Xboxes arrived. And we were able to reorder them, which was great, but we didn't get them till Saturday morning, which is a little disappointing.
Yeah. And I got email, although basically they had cost me an extra £62 by ordering it, and I was wanting that refunded, but at first they were only going to refund the £52 because they weren't going to pay for my postage. I went and delivered on Saturday until I moaned about that, and then they refunded that as well, because I thought, well, it's a day late because of you guys. If I didn't pay the £10 postage for Saturday delivery, I wouldn't have got it to like mid next week.
Yeah, they should have knocked something extra off for screwing it up.
Exactly.
In the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's their screw up. It still cost me getting the console daily, but and I've gotten nothing else from it. But
yeah,
it would be nice if it bundled in the game. But I thought, I just want my console. I can't be bored harassing them anymore.
Does that mean that you missed out on the sort of first day achievement?
No, because the first day achievement came as a little QR code, so it was all fine.
Which is entirely pointless, and I saw folk are selling them for like £20 online. Just like, what is like? It's like, I should have sold it.
Do you know why people buy it?
I have no idea why. I don't know what it even does. It's just like, where did you? Technically, I got my console on the second day, but I'd the day one achievement, and the only reason why I use it was just to test out the,
which is pretty cool.
Was a QR sort of thing, like you hold up to connect and tell it to read the code and it reads it without you have to
input
the code.
But it's seconds. Cool. I actually thought I'd failed because I held it up and it just instantly moved to the next screen and I thought, it's screwed up or something. But it actually reads it that quickly.
Yeah.
Really impressive. But unfortunately, Assassin's Creed came with a code that you still had to type in.
Did it? Yeah. I did have one other code. I think for my Xbox, could you get, it's 2 weeks free with it, and the code with that you have to type in. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, why don't they all have codes?
Yeah, yeah.
But the FIFA code was one you held up.
It was, yeah.
Was that for the free game?
Yeah.
So is that a digital download? Or
it was,
so it didn't
come
on the
disc?
Okay.
Yeah. So we got them.
Russell had some palaver as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was me, Paul, and Russell.
Hey, Russell, who's been in this show, I think he was at the quiz last year, was the last time.
I'd ordered from Toys R Us as well, and then he had been really quiet on Friday morning. Me and Paul were texting on the joint, saying, "Where's our Xboxes?" Russell still must be in bed. He's not said, and then he came out and said, "Yeah, actually, I didn't want to say anything because I think mine's come through. I didn't want to rub it in." I loved it exactly the same time. Me and Paul both text "wanker."
Yeah, but then he had a problem because it would appear that
they delivered to the wrong address, although he reckons the delivery driver was trying to steal it. Because he was sitting basically watching his front door and then got a text saying, "Your package has been delivered." "No, it's not."
And then coincidentally, he phoned up and the delivery driver appeared with the package, like, minutes later. So it was just, there was too
unless
little...
Unless he retrieved it where he sent
there
it,
was
I don't
too,
know.
Yeah, but yeah. Russell reckoned there was too little a time period between him moaning and then the driver appearing for him to actually go and find it wherever he'd left it. So, anyway, that's all you're saying, conjecture. We don't actually know. And we're not going to name the delivery company for fear of some kind of
I think
attack.
I think I already said DPD, but there we go.
Well, there we go. The thoughts of Grant Chisholm are not the thoughts of the British Tech Network, nor are they the thoughts of any of the other presenters.
Yes, they are.
So, anyway, back to the Xbox. So, first thing that hit me was the massive updates. That was a pain in the arse.
Mine took ages at first until my router was deciding to be a dick and download it half a meg until I rebooted it, and then it was fine. And then within 10-15 minutes, the first download, I think it was like, was it 500 meg or more than
something
that?
Something like
about
that,
a gig. And after that, installing games is a bit... it's FIFA. FIFA got to 5% downloading, you could play it, but it was only a exhibition match between Real Madrid and Barcelona. That's all you could do until it finished downloading.
It's good that you knew that. I was going to say white and red.
and the rest of the games, the install, when you install from disc, they get to 50% and then you can play them. So and then
that's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, but even then, but for Battlefield you can play the campaign, but you couldn't do the multiplayer until it was 100%. So it's good. You can play it 50%, which is, but still it takes a long time to actually install because Blu-ray and the Blu-ray, I think it's six times in both the PS4 and Xbox One speed, which is still slower than your 8 speed sort of DVDs. Because I used to, well, it's not a massive deal with me because in the past I've been installing my 360 games to the hard drive for faster load speeds and not reading the disc, and it makes less noise, and it's usually between I don't know.
What was that?
I'm sorry. The small man ate this morning trying to get out. I'm being digested.
I'm melting.
So how long did it take to install an entire Blu-ray?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, but I think I read on it was Eurogamer tested it, I think, and they said when they tried Rise, they said once it got 50%, they got to play it, which took about, I think it was 10 minutes or something.
That's
other
not too bad.
10, 15 minutes. And then they could start playing the game, but they noticed that the Blu-ray drive stopped making a noise after just over an hour or something, and then which would probably mean it's finished installing the whole thing. So, so it obviously... And installing games must take a while, and I think what I've read online, the PS4 seems to be you're able to jump into games a bit faster than the PS4.
I've not really had this.
Was Killzone on a disc, or was that?
Killzone's on a disc, yeah, it's a disc, but in the box. So. And
how fast when you put it in did you get to play it?
Pretty fast. Probably just a minute or something.
From putting the disc into it, recognising that you'd put the disc in, was pretty much instantaneous.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
I was really impressed with that, actually.
Right. Yeah. So that's one thing I've read. I think it's faster to get to play the games on the PS4 than what is compared to the Xbox One, whether or not they can patch that and make it more lifelike. At the end of the day, it's like we're all kind of used to playing games on PCs at the end of the world. It's just like, put a game in, go have a cup of tea and then sit down and play a game.
Yeah, I think the only obstacle to it coming on instantly is the sort of, you've still got to go through all the splash screens for all the companies, all the technology that you use. So, but you can still skip through all that, so it's a case of how fast you can play.
Yeah, I hear how some games let you skip that, but other games it doesn't let you skip. You have to sit through it every time. Yeah. Mm. I think it was Batman Arkham. It's the latest Batman game.
Origins.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's got like 6 or 7 splash screens, and you can't skip. You have to wait through them all. It's literally like 40, between 40
and
seconds
and
a minute to get into it.
It's really stupid advertising as well, because you're not going to go, oh, NVIDIA, I shall wander out and buy NVIDIA products right away.
Havoc. I must buy a Havoc. Yeah.
I've got nothing against what they should do, which I think some games have done. The first time you put the game in, you can't skip it. But every time after that, you can.
That's fair.
I think that's fair enough. The first time, we made this, advertisement, blah, blah, blah.
Even companies. 1 in 10 would be better.
Splash screen's annoying.
The downloads in the main have been okay. They've not been okay. They've not been huge, with the exception of FIFA, but that was because you were downloading the whole game.
Yeah.
Zoo Tycoon was 2 gig.
Was it?
Which is a bit of a pain in the arse.
You had the disc for that, but it was a 2 gig sort of patch. I've noticed the patches. I've noticed they've increased the patches in the 360 were always like, I think they had a limit of being 60 meg or something. So that's why the patches on the 360 were always really quick before you played the game. It was like, on your way, you're in.
You know, I never noticed that before.
On the Xbox One, because they're allowed to make the patches larger now, it's taken longer. That was one of the things that really annoyed me about. There's a PlayStation 3. Whenever I played on the 360, obviously it's really fast. Shoot game. Whenever I'm going to sit if a game I'm not played for a while on the PS3, I sit down to play, and then I have to wait like half an hour for the patch.
So tiresome.
Yeah.
And for the new generation for the Xbox, I don't know what's going to be in the PS4, but for Xbox One, it's like it's back to that. It's like the PS3. And it's like this is backwards. This is not forwards.
I didn't realize there was a 60 gig limit. Because the only time I've ever noticed updates recently was a Grand Theft Auto, and I just thought it was a real coincidence that all of the updates...
60 meg limit.
Yes, 60 meg.
Well, I think
all of them
meg.
Were a coincidence
I've
that all of them
were
exactly 60
that,
meg.
Anyway.
What games did you get with your Xbox?
I got FIFA 14, Battlefield 4, and Dead Rising 3.
Okay. Cool. Thoughts on any of them?
I'm enjoying all of them. FIFA 14... Basically, FIFA, it's obviously improves every year. It's good.
I can recognise the players, mainly due to front cover of newspapers. Yeah. I mean, I think it's my only knowledge of football players.
Sex scandal. Yeah. Oh, that was the bloke that did the 4 prozzies.
He likes the grannies. It's FIFA's FIFA. They've improved the graphics over it. I wouldn't say it's a massive leap up from the last gen, but it's still better.
Well, the last time I played a FIFA game was in the N64, so it's quite a big jump for me. I quite enjoyed it. I've played it a few times. Actually, ridiculously, even though I'm not into football at all, it's probably the game I've played the most on my Xbox, mainly because it's the only game I've got that's two-player that you can play at the same time. So I think that's the main reason.
Until you get Lego, which is
until I get Lego. Mm-hmm.
Battlefield 4, enjoying that, although I was halfway through the campaign, and then I noticed one day my campaign progress has vanished, and I have to restart. So I don't know what's happened there, whether it's a Battlefield problem or a cloud Xbox saving problem. I think it's a Battlefield problem, because there's been quite a few problems that on all systems everywhere. When I've played it online, it's been good fun, although I've had a few crashes and whatnot.
Yeah, we had a few problems because myself, you and Russell tried to play online, and it worked okay.
There's a patch incoming which will hopefully fix that, but all in all, really enjoying playing that online. Graphically, I wouldn't say it's as impressive. I wouldn't say it's even as it's not as impressive as Battlefield 3 on the PC.
Right.
From what I've read, Battlefield 4 version of PC is the best version, then the PlayStation 4, and then the Xbox One. But it's not to say the graphics are bad. It's still pretty fantastic, and I'm really enjoying that.
The destroyable scenery and things like that is pretty impressive in Battlefield 4.
And other game I got, Dead Rising 3, which is just really good, fun game, just of mentalness. And
so how does that work? Remember when we were previewing that, probably a couple of months ago now, and we were talking about the feature whereby you can pick up just random stuff and make like a chainsaw that's attached to a fire extinguisher that fires heaters.
It's not quite like there. It is you can't just make anything you want. There's blueprints that are lying around. Once you find the blueprint and you find the right stuff, then you can put together.
But there's
tons of blueprints, which I've actually... I've used the game DVR thing, and I've actually recorded 5 30-second random clips of Dead Rising using random weapons and edited it together, and I've uploaded so we can check that on your Xbox later. I'll show you what you can all do. But I'd one where basically I'd made a sofa chair, an exploding sofa chair.
Exploding sofa chair.
Exploding sofa chair, which I wheeled around. You wheel into a zombie falls onto it and then explodes. And then there's...
Have you had your dog yet, your little metal dog?
Cat.
Cat.
The cat sanctuary.
Yeah. Have you found it?
I've not found it yet, no.
How
do you compare to...
Amy was just making sure that I could get to go down and pick her up on time. And I said I should be able to make it. I might be a little bit late.
Cheers
got here at 2:30 and she says, cool, see you then, kick him in the face for me. And when I say face, I mean balls,
because I was going to say, well, she can't kick that high, so you'll have to do it.
So how does Dead Rising 3 compare to 2? I never played the first one, because it was
I played the first one. It's actually a bit, quite a lot of nostalgia, because one of the first games I got for the 360 was Dead Rising, and my first game I got for Xbox One is Dead Rising. So, much, much better. I never played Dead Rising 2, but Dead Rising, the first one, was a great, fun game, except with a stupid thing. Hey, we got all this, have a play around, do this, but you've got 2 hours to do it, or it's game over.
That was
moronic gameplay element.
Such a stupid idea.
And so, there's some people who enjoyed that, but it's like, well, just give you the, thankfully, Dead Rising 3, it still has that. But it's got a larger time scale, but you can also jump back to any chapter with all your stuff unlocked and just mess around. So it's not forced upon you.
So you're supposed to blast through it the first time, and then you can go back and around at your leisure.
You can kind of do that. I'm kind of mucking about at my leisure as I'm going through it, because I'll kind of sod it. But if I die, I can just restart a chapter, and it should reset the clock back to what it should be by that chapter, I think. But you've also got the mode where you can have a really harsh time limit if you want that, because there were people that enjoyed that, so it's making it accessible to everyone that way.
That's got quite good co-op as well. You've been using the co-op quite well.
It's me and Russell being messed about in that, and it's quite funny, because part of the fun of the game was dressing up as random stuff. At one point, me and Russell were both dressed as Mexican wrestlers, causing mayhem with a weapon called the Super Massager, which is a leaf blower mixed with dildos. And when you actually shoot the dildos and they stick in, you feel them, they stick in the zombies and flop around. And which makes it even more disturbing. I didn't notice that until Russell was using it, that it actually spurts white liquid out the end of it as it's shooting the dildos. it's just like, bloody hell.
But Dead Rising, good. You were saying to me the other day, though, that you're not sure it's going to kind of engage you quite as much.
It's one of those games where you sit down and mess about for a few hours, but I couldn't probably sit and play it all day, if you know what I mean. You can play for a few hours and just dick about.
That's every game for me.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. And that was all the games you got?
Yeah.
Yeah, the only extra one to that, well, I got Zoo Tycoon and Assassin's Creed. So we were just playing a bit of Assassin's Creed 4 before we came up the stairs there, but... It kind of takes a different direction. We didn't get to it when we were playing earlier on, but it's so Assassin's Creed Liberty that came out on the, was it the Vita that Liberty came out on?
What I don't get is they're doing a remake for that for the PlayStation 3 and PS4 download, and they're calling it HD, and it's like, wasn't the Vita version HD?
So instead of you being on this kind of treasure hunting quest with the family and kind of going back to replay as Dominic and all that kind of stuff, this time you're actually in a company that are recording these experiences to sell as entertainment products. So it's kind of taken... I mean, I think it's an evolution of it. I think it's just the next stage of it, but... Because the original Assassin's Creed was only ever intended to be a trilogy, wasn't it? And then they've just decided to tag the fourth one on. Yeah, I know. So I guess that's why they maybe kind of changed the plot a little bit. But you're basically, you're working for a company.
The plot was pretty crap.
So you're working for this company because the first cutscene that you get, you're basically being led to your desk as a new employee for this company who's going to go and record all these entertainment videos for this immersion head rig thing. You kind of walk about with this sort of iPad tablet type thing, just slightly off of view, that shows you like the buttons to push, like when you're in the kind of present day scenario. The old timey one, I'm quite enjoying it actually. It certainly engaged me more than Assassin's Creed 3 did anyway.
Yeah.
Because it was a bit of a flop as far as I was concerned.
I just couldn't get into 3. But yeah. From the sort of just 20 minutes we played just there, it looked like it might be a bit more fun than part 3 was just...
A bit more pirate... We're missing a decent pirate simulator game, and that looks like that's closest we're going to get for a while.
Yeah, I was really hoping Risen 2 was going to be that, but I was a bit disappointed with that.
Should maybe talk about the actual Xbox UI and the Kinect, and then...
Yeah,
well.
We could do.
Because, what have you made of Kinect so far? Has it worked as well as you'd hoped for?
Not quite. It's definitely better. The only thing I've really used Kinect for is Zoo Tycoon, actually. Mm-hmm. So basically, what Zoo Tycoon is, it's the same as like your kind of roller coaster tycoon, not kind of stuff you used to get in the PC. I think still around in the PC. And you basically you have a bit of land and you have a pot of money and you have to put together a zoo, and ticket prices then allow you to buy more animals and all sorts of other stuff. But with the Kinect, and it's intended as a kiddie game, with the Kinect you can create interaction stations to like feed the animals or wash the animals or do other things.
Wash the chimp.
There's a third thing. Feed, wash. Doesn't matter.
Release the baboon.
Sam, today you have to milk a baboon.
But that's
the male baboon.
I find they tend to milk themselves, to be honest.
So you have to use
you have to dress up to get them going first.
I really don't. I am that hairy.
You have to use the Kinect to kind of do all that kind of stuff. So you have to kind of put your hands up and like hold the hose gun to like spray them down and stuff like that. And I just found it wasn't overly responsive.
Yeah.
It's definitely better, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've noticed like, well, the only thing I've been using it for has been it's a hand gestures. And at first it was over the place till I got the Kinect properly set up. But it's a bit hit or miss. And I found it's a voice stuff I found worked really well. Like, 9 out of 10 times, it works pretty much straight away. Up until I was watching a Blu-ray last night, and I thought, I'll try, because my controller's off and at the side, I thought, I'll just try and pause it with my voice.
Yeah.
Because it was quite loud, it couldn't, well, even though I'd seen a demo where it out of loud noise, it can still pick out your voice. I had to basically shout at it so it could hear me, even though like I'd done a whole audio setup.
Yeah.
But so if it hears you clearly, a normal when there's no sound, it works fine, but I was after like, it's like, Xbox, pause! Even then, it's just, you have to shout it, and it's like, I was a bit disappointed in that. It couldn't, even with a slightly raised voice, it still couldn't hear me over the sound.
Yeah, we just actually experienced that last, the same thing. I'd been really impressed by the voice thing, and the whole Xbox Watch TV and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I really hope somebody's not playing this audibly while they're trying to play their Xbox, because we're probably making it do all sorts of crazy
Xbox, turn off. Yes.
But we had all sorts of, we couldn't get it to work there. And the only difference was to normal was that Chris's wife and my wife were sitting with our children, blethering away, and it didn't seem to be able to differentiate us talking.
Yeah. You couldn't pick out, because there's too many voices in there. Mm. I just couldn't pick it out who to listen to, until Sam boomed at it.
I've heard, I think part of the problem's going to be as well, because I read online, I think it was in a comments section, there was one guy said that he's absolutely loving his Xbox, but his flatmates were trolling him, basically whenever he was playing a game, getting ended level, they'd walk around and go, Xbox, turn off, yes. <It's> like, and so, yeah, it's got its issues as well. For example, when I had, it was a girlfriend, I'd,
I really
it was
like
a girlfriend over last night, and...
A girlfriend, or the girlfriend?
A girlfriend. No,
cheers, is in.
You know, you can bring up the... you go to the settings, and then you go into Kinect, and you can see what Kinect's seeing.
Yeah.
For some reason, it had... It's supposed to recognise you. For, above my head, it had guest, and above Kimberly's head had my gamer tag. And no. I'm not that much female-looking. And
I don't know. When you dress up for me sometimes, it's...
It's a boob tube.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The voice in there was a few times where when we were talking, it would do something when it wasn't supposed to. But it only happened once or twice. But still, it's early, and hopefully they can fix these. as it goes along, but when you're the only person in the room and playing around with it, it does work, because every time I've said, if someone, I'm still getting used to, like, I'm playing It's Battlefield 4, I keep forgetting, when something amazing happens, I keep forgetting. It's like, bugger, I can record that. I just have to say, Xbox, record that, and letting it record the last, it's the last 30 seconds. And every time I've used that command, it's worked straight away.
Right, okay.
And same with Snap and things like that. So it's impressive. It works to a certain degree, but they've got a few things they need to iron out, which I'm sure they can improve it over time.
Yeah.
Is Kinect built into the machine now?
Or it's not, but it comes with it. It's not an option.
Right. There was something that Chris said that just made me think of it, that we should have tried to record last night. Chris probably doesn't remember at all. But we also didn't... we didn't try the camera
with the PS4. Because the version I got came with the camera as well. But
yeah. How many cameras is the...
I believe
Xbox
only one. I've only ever seen it from one view.
Two on the PlayStation.
Right, so maybe going to do some kind of depth thing.
There's two on the Xbox, but you can only see one. That it's other ones behind the panel or something.
Okay. Oh, I see. Right, okay. Okay. The only thing about the whole voice recognition thing, and generally the Xbox itself, is the whole idea that you can kind of stream your Sky or whatever you want through it, and that's just becoming a bit of a pain in the arse more than anything else.
Yeah,
because
the 60-50 hertz thing, have you noticed that since I told you about it? Like, there's every sixth frame it seems to jump or repeat itself, apparently, in the UK.
Oh, no, because, I've noticed that.
Because our TV... our TV boxes and stuff like that, what we get runs at 50 hertz and the Xbox runs at 60 hertz like it does in America for their TV, and in Asia it works fine, but because Xbox has tried playing 60 hertz, it apparently repeats the six frames, so there's a bit of you'll notice it. Say if you're watching it's a news and you've got like a feed thing going along the bottom.
Yeah, scrolling feed.
You'll notice that kind of being quite jumpy every now and then, apparently. Right. So
I'm going to notice that now. Yep. I didn't notice it before, but I am going to notice it now.
Oh, come on. When do you watch the news?
No, but it's sports, just on any channel.
But
no, I don't.
Apparently it's bad it's bad for sports as well. You know, when the cameras pan of one end of the pitch to the other, you'll notice it then as well.
See, so, I watched the Wales Australia match last night, and I didn't notice it at all.
All right. But
I think what you were saying though was a really interesting point. I think you were going to get onto actually that you're going to have to unplug the Sky.
Yes, I am going to have to do
because
that
because you can't. So you can't use Sky normally without having the Xbox
without firing the Xbox up or using voice recognition. Yeah, which, to be honest, I'm kind of okay with personally, because it's, even though it's an extra step, the geek in me is like, yeah, voice recognition, that's awesome.
And it also means you can, like, as you're watching Sky, you can easily just jump straight in a bit of gaming.
Of course.
And
however,
say we've organised a session to play some gaming. You can, like, before everyone arrives, you can sit and watch TV. Then a little thing will pop up to say someone's invited you to a party, and you can jump straight in your game.
Yeah. However, for probably the 90%. Of the use of the telly in my living room is for my wife and kids to watch telly. And if they have to fire up the Xbox controller or use voice recognition every time they want to do it, they're not happy.
I can see Morgan embracing that, but not Kirsty.
Morgan probably would, actually, but she's got her own TV, so she doesn't really care.
Oh, that's true. She'll probably now demand to have one in her room.
Well, I think I'm going to have to move it through hers anyway. So. Right.
Does it render the Sky remote obsolete then?
You still have to use the Sky remote. But the Sky remote, you can't put Sky on with the Sky remote.
Right.
You have to use the Xbox controller to tell the Xbox to show the stream from the Skybox, and then you start using your Sky remote after that.
Right, okay.
There's apparently the Xbox can work with it. It's got a IR blaster, so if you've got any, say if you've got like all-in-one sort of remote that does all your stuff, you can then assign that to work the Xbox as well, so you can control everything with one remote, except do it, because the same way, and you can obviously, your Xbox, I've got hooked up, it's recognised my TV, so I've got it set to whenever I switch my Xbox on, it automatically switches my TV on and stuff.
Yeah.
And I can also mute my TV and change the sound, but even though I use my amp for that, so it's entirely useless until I can find a way to set. I've not set up my amp yet, because when it said what type of amp it is, I went, Samsung. So I need to actually find what proper one it is and then see if that works. But that probably won't work through an optical port, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'll try it.
The UI is a little bit uncomfortable as well. We're being very negative, actually. We've not said anything positive
I think it's like anything. It takes a bit of getting used to now. Well, that
run up your negatives first and then
hit them with a big positive.
I think that's the way it tends to, because I was listening to, I think it was on a gaming site, it was a bunch of guys talking about it, and even though at the very end they all said, I'm really enjoying it, oh, it's excellent, I love it, But most of the time they were just bitching about all, all the stuff they didn't like. That's what human nature to do that.
Yeah.
But no, the UI, it takes a bit getting used to, but now I'm totally fine with it. And anything that's deep in a menu, you just pin to the side that you use a lot. Like I've got all my settings.
Yeah.
Like the pins in the 360 are never used because they're just crap. But the pins on the Xbox One are much, much better. They're always off to the left. So anything you use a lot, you just pin. So it's just up to the left-hand side and just you can go straight to it.
The whole kind of when you're in a party chat and it taking up like a fifth of the screen is a bit of a pain in the arse. But yeah, because you have to return back to the main screen, unless you find a shortcut for this. You have to return back to the main screen, disable the snap thing on the right-hand side.
You say Xbox on snap.
So you use voice recognition again.
Yeah.
See, I think there's a, but then, yeah, you're saying that and that's cool and that's a good point.
It's just
but
getting into
it's a
the new
list of all
it,
of these things that you've got to remember.
It's not like I sent you a link of all the voice commands, but
I don't know, Paul. I managed to retain like at least 2,000 words of the English language, so I think you're going
to
be okay.
I would imagine you have to structure them like
probably more
Xbox unsnap, or I could be sitting there going Xbox undock, Xbox move, Xbox.
The
take
feature's
panel
called.
Away.
Well, yeah, you may
the
be
feature's
be...
called Snaps. Why would you say undock?
But how do you know that the feature's called Snap?
Because it says Snap.
Yeah, it probably does, actually. I haven't seen it, but I bet it does.
Microsoft have always referred to it as Snap.
Yeah, but you're just making a bit of a leap there, is all I'm saying. And I think maybe Microsoft are as well.
They told me it's Snap.
Hang on. Just to be fair, while supporting Chase in what he's saying, and in that it probably does say it's Snap, I have no idea what you're on about because I don't know what this Snap thing is. So.
No, but my point is that those voice commands are great, and you sent me a list of them, which is probably going to be really handy. But for it to be really, really intuitive, it doesn't matter what you say, it should do it. So if I say, take that panel on the right there away because it's a bit rubbish, it should do it.
I get what you're saying. And I've read
Google Now
before,
and Siri would do that.
It has to be a certain command because if it's not, it could pick up anything in your conversation and do it, and it'll just be an absolute mess. Because every time you speak, it's going to go...
Oh, no, I know, and it does that already. There's been a couple of
not
times...
Not as bad as if it recognised a lot more words.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair argument, but that's...
It'd be even worse if it said, like, say, if you had a sentence where you said Xbox off all in the same sentence, it'd probably just turn off.
You
didn't want to do that.
No, I get that. And I have actually experienced it where you'd be sitting watching it and...
Whenever you're having a conversation about Xbox...
Sharp, Paul. Just stop talking.
It would get to a point where you're having a conversation where you actually, say, if I was talking to Chris, I was talking about Xbox. You'd be hiding what you're saying. Make sure,
well, it's like that 30 Rock clip.
Connect cannot hear me.
Have you seen that 30 Rock where they're demoing voice recognition? Oh, I'm sure we've put in the show notes before at some point. But the actual TV is saying dialogue that's making the voice recognition of your TV actually function. And then at the end, I did see that, Jack Donaghy turns over because he's annoyed that this demo hasn't worked. And he just goes, crap. And the TV switches the Kardashians in the background.
I like it's the IT crowd where they're up in his office. I think it's the first ever episode. Up in his office to complain about the manager. And he's like, no, you must work as a team or I'll fire you all. He's like, so what do you want? Set your computer up to be voice activated.
Yeah.
He's just like, hello, computer! Computer, hello! Turn on! Love it.
Excuse me. There was something else I was thinking about that I was wanting to mention about the Xboxes. The UI. Oh, doesn't matter. Anyway, talk about the PlayStation. We've spent about half an hour twittering on about the...
The Xbox. Good. Thanks for being cool. Move on. Yep.
Good, but do you think all these things will be ironed out then? Eventually,
I think majority of them. I think it all still have some problems, but
yeah.
Oh, that really tickled. Sorry, Chase.
Oh. He moves on too quick.
Sorry. Okay.
PS4.
Sorry, PS4.
To be fair, I think we should run. I kept saying last night I should have recorded it as like a inept, drunken unboxing session. Because we were totally hopeless. It took us 20 minutes to work out how to turn on the TV.
Before you
we're in Chris's wife's parents' house.
Right.
We couldn't turn on the TV.
What a weird setup's that, though. Right?
Yeah,
get this,
it was
right?
very
so the TV
odd.
Was plugged in and on. Right. The switch was on. And then, so looking around for ages, like, what? So, like, has something tripped in here or something? Mm. And then there's a random switch further down the wall that turns on the sockets. So you had to actually turn the sockets on to get power to, like, what kind of setup's that? That is bizarre.
Turn on the power switch for the power switch to turn on.
Yeah. Nice. Mental. So yeah, we eventually got it. But yeah, we were hopeless.
It took us at least a few minutes to work out how to turn on the PS4. And then, to be fair, from there, I was sitting watching. I don't have that much experience with the PlayStation. But Chris went straight in. He knew exactly where everything was on the menu. He totally intuitive for anyone who knows that system. It just didn't
skip a beat.
It was a really,
really smooth setup. Really smooth setup.
Yeah.
Very quick. Much quicker than I remember, actually, the PS3 being really...
Is it a similar menu where it's just one like line and things are kind of coming up and down?
XMB.
Yeah, it's kind of... It has changed a bit, but that's the basic sort of theme in it. But it sort of streamlined it a bit. It makes it a bit more simple. So when it comes up, when you first turn it on, the bar that's up is basically a watch new feature, which I think switched off just now sort of everyone.
Actually, because they've switched on a few features because they get bombarded, but it still didn't help on launch day, apparently.
No, it just crashed everything. Then what the game that you've currently got on the disc, and then sort of your list of games and TV features and all the rest follow on after that. So yeah, really simple, but and very clean looking, very very clean looking. So yeah, no, seemed to all work fine. But I did have to. There was one update to install as well, which was 300 megs, something like that.
Which took 15 minutes for no particular reason.
Right, okay.
I think that was just
quite possibly just
Baghdad broadband of
some bosses. Yeah. So was there any updates with Killzone when you first fired it up?
Nope. It just fired up straight away.
Yeah.
And
as we said, put the disc in and it knew the disc was like put it in, sat down on the sofa and it was there. It was straight away.
Yep.
Pretty good.
And then while we were playing Killzone,
it was installing itself as well at the same time.
Yeah.
So I noticed it finished when we were about 20 minutes in.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. Mm. And also we were background downloading Resogun and
a whole lot of stuff.
Contact and Flower and Netflix and blah, blah, blah.
Right,
so that all just kept sort of working away while we were playing. None of that dropped out. But right. I think on the PS3, downloads cut out when you start playing a game.
Right, okay.
I think so. So, but that all continued in the background.
Right, okay.
It did that on the 360, but I noticed on the Xbox One, it downloads in the bar. I think if you start playing the game online, it'll maybe pause it, so it's not interfering. Yeah. But if you're playing a single player, it'll keep downloading, because that was a problem. Although the 360, it depended on what game it was. There were some games, even when it was single player, it'd have some sort of online feature, like for scoreboards, which seemed to stop downloads, which was really annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying.
So hopefully it doesn't do that anymore.
And hopefully the PS3 used to just download updates while I was asleep, basically. You used to switch on in the middle of the night and download updates.
Apparently you have to set that up. I was speaking to a guy at my work the other day, and I didn't even know the PlayStation did that.
Yeah.
And he said that he set up his PlayStation every day at 5 o'clock to check for updates and download them so that he can just come home and sit on his couch when he finishes work.
Yeah.
And everything's just good to go. I think that's awesome. I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, no, it's a great feature. Mm. Yeah. It tells you when you turn on what it's updated, what it's installed.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's really nice.
Pretty handy. So hopefully they've got that feature of the PS4. I've not had yet. So yeah, you'd imagine so.
Mm. Graphics-wise, initially we weren't impressed.
No.
We weren't blown away at all.
I think it looks... Well, from what I've seen of it, I'm not putting it myself, but I think it looks a very, very pretty game.
Later on, as we got more into it, and you started getting kind of cityscapes and stuff, it was more impressive. And
you did have it set to 1080p and all that.
Yeah.
I remember at Sam's. I remember at Sam's third. Sam had it brought his Xbox and it was still set to like to 720 or 480 or something.
It wasn't running through an HDMI.
Was it not?
So it barely made any difference. It is now.
Yeah.
But that's because I had an old TV that didn't even have an HDMI. Yeah, it got a lot better as you kind of progressed. And you obviously got kind of more panoramic views.
Yeah.
And the lighting effects from the sunlight was really impressive.
although hugely annoying while you're playing it. Yeah. You can't see. You couldn't see anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of games.
Just too much.
I've noticed with what I've seen of its Forza, it's like, I think a lot of games are like, look what we can do now. It's lighting in your eyes.
Yeah, it was.
It's like, honestly, we must show you our new lighting techniques.
Couldn't see anything at all.
Even if it impacts gameplay by blinding you,
it's just annoying.
Because it's like, did you played, it was Syndicate, it was kind of like that. Yeah. It had a lot of like lens flares, and it was just kind of like, what?
Yeah. I quite like Syndicate. I'm still playing it.
It felt like you're playing a game with a light bulb dangling in front of your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
Pretty annoying.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, all in all, PlayStation good?
Yeah, so far, I've not really had that much time to tinker about with it, but I would give it a thumbs up so far. Yeah.
How's the DualShock 4 over DualShock 3?
Yeah, I couldn't. That's one of the biggest things. Actually, it's a lot better.
Yeah.
Like I've had all the PlayStation, so I'm used to the controller. Mm. I know lots of people have a bit of a beef with them, so that's what I'm used to. So it's fine.
It's pretty comfy.
It was the controller back in the PS2 and PS1 days, but it's just not moved on since, and it needed to get better.
But it really has. I mean, it's a lot more comfortable, and it's just really nicely textured as well. It's got like instead of being smooth, it's got sort of cross grip on the back, which is really nice. The buttons all feel a lot better.
Trigger buttons feel nice as opposed to, because they were
crap in the DualShock.
They were practically just shoulder buttons that were a bit deeper. Yeah.
They're sloped the wrong way as well. Yeah. So every time you do it,
they're triggers and the triggers flick out at the bottom now as well, so they're flared at the
bottom.
And the touchpads, they don't really been used for anything, is it?
Well, in Killzone, you use it to control your little
robot.
Thing that flies out. So
I've heard, right, okay.
It's not
like
a huge use of it. To be fair.
What I've read, like you're using it the same way you'd use the D-pad, when the D-pad could probably do the job as well.
It could
but
exactly
the D-pad does something else.
So
it's like having two D-pads at the moment.
Yeah.
But at least they're utilising it as opposed to just ignoring it, which I'm tempted to say I suspect quite a few games maybe will just ignore it.
The other nice feature of it was that I didn't know had been built into it until we started playing, was that the microphone in it, so it sort of shouted at us.
Through the controller.
Yeah. Okay.
Your hands are sweaty.
So we picked up like a data pad recording thing of someone's kind of diary or whatever it was.
Because
it wasn't kind of in the game, it started like coming out through the controller.
It's
awesome. Really clear as well. It was nice.
No, it's really nice. Good volume on it, so yeah.
Cool. Okay, so
You had a
shot actually of scared the shit
Paul's Xbox One
Chris.
Before, but did you how would you compare it? Because you're the one that's actually had both.
I should have brought over a controller actually, but I still, because it's what I'm used to, I still prefer the
layout.
DualShock 4. It's just what I know. Although I was saying to Paul that I think it's like redesigned as well, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The Xbox controller.
So, it's been refined, but it's much the same. Yeah.
It actually feels better to me now than the old one did. Yeah. So
it's not as chunky monkey.
No.
The old one was quite hefty, whereas this one's a bit more slim.
One thing I've been
slim.
Really disappointed with is Microsoft been building up, going on about is the rumbles in the triggers. But all the games have got none. The only game it's utilised at all. I was so disappointed that Battlefield 4 hasn't used it. It's just got. You pull the gun. It just uses the standard rumble. It doesn't use them at all. Which feels like, why not?
Why
haven't you used that?
You're pulling a trigger.
Unless it's because they've been making the game for tons of different platforms and they didn't have time to utilise that, and they might patch it in, hopefully. But the only game that I found that uses it is if when you're using a handgun in Dead Rising 3. It doesn't work the whole time using the handgun. It works for the last few bullets to let you know it's about to run out of ammo. In Dead Rising, you can't reload. As soon as a weapon's empty, you just drop the gun.
Yeah.
So as you're shooting so you're not looking at the counter. It seems to let you know you've only got a few bullets left, and that's when it starts to vibrate. And this was, but it's kind of like, well, I want it, especially on Battlefield. I want to feel it.
Yeah. The feedback. Yeah.
Like, I want there to be a difference between using a sniper rifle and a machine gun and actually feel it, like feel it, a proper rattle when using a machine gun and a proper sort of click or something when using a sniper rifle. I don't know why that's not been used for Battlefield.
Mm. No,
so I don't have a game. The only game apparently I've read that's really that's used it well has been Forza, but I don't have that, so I can't judge. So at the moment, it's a missed opportunity for the launch games until the games start patching it in.
Yeah,
it's a feature I was really looking forward to, and I can't bloody use it.
Speaking of features I was looking forward to, I was quite disappointed that FIFA dropped that team play thing from FIFA 14 when it was in FIFA 13.
Yeah, it was me, you, and your brother, we could just do like a or playing the same team against AI or random folk.
Yeah, over live.
You can do
it's one-on-one, isn't it?
It's one-on-one and a 2v2 co-op.
What can you do 2v2?
But it's against random people. I don't think you can do it against AI.
Right.
Which me and Russell won our first game because they dropped out and we won by default.
And, default.
The two sweetest words. there's a few features missing from the next gen sort of games, as is always is for launch games. They just don't have time to put everything in for launch, do they? Mm-hmm. I think if they had more time for all the launch games, it would be better. Goes for every game everyone talking about, which is such a statement, obviously.
Right, okay, so generally summing it up, both we would recommend.
Yeah, both optimistic for the future. I can't speak for the PS4, but Xbox One has a few problems, but I don't think there are any problems that they can't fix. Mm-hmm. Apart from the 60-50 hertz thing, apparently it's going to be a bit tricky. From someone that I apparently knows I read online. But
that's assuming you have your Sky through it, in which case it's not a problem.
It's not a problem if you don't, but it's probably a feature. It's probably a feature a lot of folk might want to use. Mm. So hopefully it's someone they can fix. But all the other problems of Kinect, I think it will just improve over time.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Same for PlayStation,
yeah. Yeah, thumbs up so far. Looking to the future, I'm sure it'll just get better and better. So yeah.
Great. Cool. Yep.
I guess that's covered basically news and review there, haven't
it? It has, yeah. Yeah, totally. So all we've really got left to do is previews, I guess. So has everybody got a preview? I know me and Chiz are the only ones who put them in. I know you didn't have the...
I have no idea what's been going on in the world of video games, actually. Right. So yeah.
Okay, no worries.
So Watch Dogs, is what you were going to get?
Oh, yeah. Actually, Watch Dogs is because that was what I had originally pre-ordered.
Right, okay.
The Watch Dogs pack, but they obviously Watch Dogs got... Not cancelled, did it?
It got delayed.
February,
yeah, I think so it was. Yeah.
They've not got a set date. It's sometime before July, anyway.
I thought they said February for Watch Dogs. Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
Stick of Truth is February.
They must have had a panic at the last minute or something.
Oh, yeah.
Stick of Truth's not February.
Well, I'm sure it is, isn't it?
It's been a bit further back than that.
It's March is a Stick of Truth, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Apologies.
But, from what I've read... From what I've heard about Watch Dogs, whether it's true or not, it's some folk reckon it's because they didn't want it competing with Assassin's Creed on launch. So they delayed it so it'd have its own market rather than impedance. It was just kind of like, I'm more interested in Watch Dogs than Assassin's Creed. Delay Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
It was already out, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the current gen. So
no, I'm looking forward to that. I just hope if it means it's extra polished.
Yeah. Cool. Cheers.
I put down Destiny. Mm-hmm. I never remember.
Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, I was actually scrambling. We're looking forward to it, but yeah.
What is Destiny?
Destiny is the new game by Bungie.
Philosophical question.
It is.
What is your destiny?
I'm to die in a ditch, fat and unloved.
You're halfway there.
Yeah. I just need that ditch. I better get digging.
Yeah. I'll roll you in to help. Yeah. It's a new game from Bungie, which they've now moved over into the PlayStation platform as well.
Oh, okay.
It's also coming on Xbox One and PC, I think.
Right.
Or no, I don't think there's a PC, but at a later date they might do one. It's basically plays much the same as Halo, but it's a big open world with multiple people can join in and squad up and do their own things, and a futuristic Halo combat team up thing kind of looks like, when you can select your own sort of class, like you've got classes I can't remember.
It's almost like a shooter MMO.
Yeah. Oh. It looks like an MMO I would actually want to play.
Okay.
Where it's not like click on my defenses, now I'm going to heal you.
And then, now go and kill four sheep and six boars.
Yeah. And so take a sip of my Coca-Cola and slip into a diabetic coma.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas has been announced for Android and iOS, which I have been disappointed with the Grand Theft Auto 3 when it came out on
iOS. It's because
iOS
of the controls.
Well.
They do
well,
not work
well,
on
a wait,
tablet.
Wait, and this is the point. Because iOS 7 has
did
announced...
I do a segue there for you?
Yeah, you did, quite nicely.
In your face,
because iOS 7 has got support for game controllers, and they've just recently started kind of leaking out. I've not had a go of anything yet, but San Andreas is going to support iOS 7 game controllers. Mm. They're going to connect through Bluetooth to your iPad or iPhone or something like that.
Have they not made the past ones backwards compatible?
They've not mentioned anything about it. I would assume they would have to, but they've not mentioned anything about that yet. But I am looking forward to that. I think a game controller with an iPad will be quite awesome. So I will definitely be picking that up, and I'm going to have a wee look and see what game controllers are around for iOS devices just now and grab one of them as well. But San Andreas is the only Grand Theft Auto I have not completed. What? I don't even remember what happened. I don't know if I got stuck or... I don't recall what happened. I didn't finish it. And every other Grand Theft Auto I've ever played, with the exception of maybe one or two that I can't recall, I have completed multiple times. And San Andreas, I've never even completed once.
Did it happen during one of your blackouts? Did you wake up covered in wool and blood again?
No. Okay. Not again. Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but I'm quite looking forward to going back to it and picking it up with an iOS controller as well.
Yeah, so that's it. I'm exactly the same. I haven't picked up the other ones because of the control system. Yeah. But actually, yeah, I might be tempted to do that. Just to fly the jetpack again. Yeah. It's the one thing they missed out on in GTA 5.
Well, the
hidden jetpacks, isn't it?
Apparently, yeah. But no one's found it yet, so it makes me think they're just trolling us. They're making all these people go search around. Yeah,
it's like Bigfoot all over again. Bigfoot all over again. Yeah.
Yes, well, anyway, so this podcast and all the others in the British Tech Network.
Right, then. Yeah, no, it's all right.
You said you didn't have one.
No, I didn't.
I thought you said... Oh, apologies. Right,
is
go.
Is it Rome Total War 3?
It is actually Rome Total War 3. It's due to come out in 2018.
Speaking of which, Rome 2 is 15 quid in Steam just now.
Is it?
Ooh.
Well worth a buy. Actually, getting better and better the more they add to it. It's phenomenal.
Maybe just for today, you might be too late because it's a Steam sale.
What I was going to say was the Order 1886. Is it 1886?
Yes.
I can't remember the date.
Has that been re-announced again? I thought it had been cancelled.
I don't think it's been cancelled.
No. I thought it had been cancelled. All right.
I'm just... Out of the two that I was most looking forward to from E3, I was thinking about it the other day, and there was Rise, Son of Rome, which I think, actually, I've kind of gone off. I don't know why.
The reviews aren't looking that good.
It's at the odds.
I haven't looked at any of them.
Something between 7 and 8, but to be majority, have been lower than that, unfortunately.
I just... Something about... I don't know. It just went, like, a little bit too kind of Hollywood, if you know what I mean. Mm. It was one of the two that I was most looking forward to from E3, and it looks fairly interesting. Yeah. I just hope it's deliver.
Between, like, well, I need to see gameplay before I can even say if it looks remotely good, because they've shown off, but it's not been...
Yeah.
Apparently, in-game graphics is the same.
I like the premise behind it, and I find it a very interesting kind of weirdy, steampunky... Yeah. Although steampunk's getting to the point where it's just totally been overdone.
Yeah.
But... It looks really cool, so I want to go.
Quantum Break.
It's third person. I just thought it was going to be first person.
Chris is actually putting his hands down his pants while saying that.
I can play it.
Because between that and Quantum Break, I'm interested in both, but at the same time, we've not seen gameplay for either. No. So it's like, I'm kind of go, I hope they turn out well, but until I see gameplay, I'm reserving judgment.
Okay, you're done there.
I am done.
Good. So this this podcast and all the others in the British Tech Network are brought to you by UK2.net. They are absolutely awesome, and you should use them for all of your hosting, domain name, and all sorts of other stuff needs. They've got some great sales on just now. They were mentioning that they've got some Christmas sales coming up and things like that. So I'd check them out. If you head on over to BritishTechNetwork.com. Click on the sponsors link and just use the click through on that page there. We've also got all of our voucher codes listed on that page. Please use the click through though, so that they know that we sent you and we get the kudos for it, as opposed to you finding the codes from elsewhere. So that would be awesome. So UK2, they support British Tech, and we would hope that you support them too. Thank you very much. So we had a little bit of a problem with our indie games this week, in that
We all kind of completely forgot
which ones we were sending to each other, and then so I had to actually go back on, I think it was Friday morning even, and listen to the tail end of the podcast for to work out what we'd all said we were going to get for each other.
I remembered what I gave you, but that was it.
Yeah, so
but then you still played the wrong one.
So Chiz was supposed to give me was it Warframe?
Yeah.
It was a free game, so he wasn't actually going to give me it. I totally forgot, and then on yesterday morning, Chiz sent me European Truck Simulator 2, and I thought, he's changed his mind. So I've sat and played that, and it transpires he was just really, really early for this week. I was supposed to have European Truck Simulator for this week.
It was part of a Steam sale, so I wanted to get it before it came out the sale.
So I've played that and not played Warframe, so Warframe's my game this week.
Next week.
Yeah. Sam?
I failed completely.
So you're going to have Hive to play next week, and what has people got me then?
Well, I'll play something else as well. I'll play two as a punishment. So if someone can find me something else, shoddy. And no, you're sorted.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm sorted, yeah.
So it's cheers that needs to be done.
Well, you could talk about... I'm going to talk about mine in a second.
Did you play the one that I got you?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
I know you love card games.
Sam, do you want to find a game for Chiz while we're reviewing our games?
All right.
Yeah, it was Might and Magic Duel of Champions or something along those lines.
You look enthralled.
It's basically a digital card playing game where I didn't even realise till halfway through. I went, hang on, I'm playing somebody online here. It's like, I thought I was playing AI and I went... That's a weird name for the AI. It was like a weird name and numbers. I went, hang on, that's a real person. So needless to say, he absolutely whipped me because I had no idea what the hell I was doing. Casting spells at nothing and... I'll just say, about that card. Oh, I'm dead, I'm beaten.
Nice. It's like nine-year-olds going, yes! Yeah. This is the best win I've ever
had! Yeah, because I had to choose a faction, which I can't even remember. It was just like flames and tigers and... I don't know. People riding them. On cards. Yes, I play this card. It's like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I got beat, played around in person, he won. Well done to him, whoever he was. It was basically like stepping on a child.
You got The Witcher 2, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's just that's £3.74.
Yeah.
And I was thinking I'd stretch that far to get you.
I had European Truck Simulator, which I have to say was...
Two.
That's the important thing, because I've had one previously.
Yes, so how's it improved from since the first one?
I have no idea. I think it's the graphics that have improved. I don't know whether it was just that I wasn't really interested the last time, but I actually, sad to say, quite enjoyed it. The only thing I couldn't find was a cruise control button. That would have been quite handy.
Just sat there with cruise control, turning, we had a sip of your coffee or something.
Well, it was more a case of you just had to keep your finger on the accelerator pedal.
Or imagined prostitute pleasure in you.
So I decided I'm going to just ignore that.
Then murder and put her back.
Then I actually did it properly this time, because the last time I just drove the lorry and just tried to cause mayhem. But this time I tried to play it properly, like stopping at red lights and properly indicating when I'm changing lanes and stuff like that. And it was relatively entertaining. I don't think I'll go back and play it again, but I actually played it for about an hour and 40 minutes, and I probably would have played it for longer if I hadn't gotten hungry. But I'm unlikely ever to fire it back up
hunger,
again.
Hunger, the arch nemesis of all truck drivers.
But
it was... I quite fancy giving it a try. I've always quite fancied the Japanese train simulators, but mainly because they usually come with like custom controllers.
Yeah.
I'm taking it that your budget European truck game doesn't come with a big rig setup.
No. It does have lots of different buttons, so you can like, because I got really confused. At one point, I was doing a delivery of fresh fruit from Rotterdam to Edinburgh, right?
Did you get all the way there?
Yeah. And so I...
An hour and a half.
Was Edinburgh accurate? Yeah. Was Edinburgh an accurate representation of
I didn't
of
get
the...
quite to Edinburgh, to be fair. I was really... It's actually, I paused it because I was planning to go back to it. I got north of Newcastle, so I was somewhere in the borders. I saw a signpost for Newcastle passing me. And so I drive up to Rotterdam, and I was quite looking forward to like driving on at the ferry and stuff, but you don't. You drive it in the car park, and then it just
jumps you
to Hull.
That's a missed opportunity.
I know. I was kind of looking forward to like being able to drive it off in the sea and stuff.
Like a side mission or a mini game as you have bacon sarnies and vomit over the side of the door.
So
aim for seagulls.
When I arrived in Hull, it was nighttime. It was 2 in the morning. And...
which is not a good time to be in Hull.
So I had to leave.
Let's face it, no time is a good time to be in Hull.
So I had to leave.
Is that not the place they're trying to make the culture? Right? They're dragging it from...
It's a city of culture for 2018, is it?
Yeah. One of my favourite ever things.
A lot of work to do.
In the back of PC Gamer, they used to have these like kind of one-page faux adverts. And it was just after Fallout 3 had come out. And it was like Fallout 4, New Hull. And it was just a picture of Hull as it is, because it looks like the apocalypse has already happened. Oh, it was beautiful.
But so pulling out of the ferry station in Hull, or the port, I suppose you might call it.
Oh, you and your trucker terms.
And I had to try and find the lights because I got a financial penalty for not putting my lights on. And I couldn't find the button for the lights, so I ended up driving from Hull to Grimsby with just side lights on because I couldn't find how to put my full lights on. I eventually found that there's a button, and then if you push that button again, it flicks between half beam and full beam.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you had full indication. And oh, and another little cool little feature with it, if you push the R button, you get a radio. And the way that works is if you have any MP3s in your My Documents folder, it just plays that as a radio station, which is quite a cool little feature.
Yeah, nice.
Cool. And yeah, so I quite enjoyed it. It was good. So
I'm torn. And I'm feeling generous because the last one was pretty evil. Would you prefer Contagion or, and I suspect this might be the winner, Surgeon Simulator 2013?
I've already got that.
Have you?
Yeah.
you bought that?
It's awesome.
It's seriously, totally crazy.
Everyone has to play Surgeon Trauma Simulator. Center on the DS,
right?
Which was great.
Is it like Operation, surgery, but like a little bit?
Yeah, it gets quite technical later on, though. Like,
go for Contagion
then.
Yeah.
Grant, Sam, you have Gravity Badgers.
I'm actually mildly speechless. I tell you what, Paul, because
Gravity Badgers
is
going to be
in a massive rush.
Apparently,
it's only
like
on
that new
Steam
film that's
fair
out just now, but with badgers.
Can I just give you cash and can you get that for cheers?
Yes, it's fine.
He's getting out his pennies now.
Yeah, it's fine. So, Sam, you've got Gravity Badger, so I will send that to you as well. Step into space suit of Valiant Gravity Badger, Captain T. Bayback, as he ventures into the deadly depths of deep
Bayback
space.
Is that Bayback or Bearback?
Bearback.
Bayback. Space to save his friends, family, and his universe itself from the threat of the evil, deadly honey badgers, a.k.a. the Hellset.
Sweet.
So I will send that to you.
Honey badgers are pretty mental.
Grand. Do we have anything else to add? Because I normally close the show and then one of you go, oh, wait, we're going to talk about this.
No.
Good. Grand. That's us. That was our show.
Cheers. How's that fungal thing getting on?
It's gotten bigger, so I've just named it and it's a part of me now.
Sweet.
Everyone meet Sebastian.
Everyone needs a pet.
So as always, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at British Tech for the whole network. At Paul Wheatley for me. At Dr. Nasty Flaps for Sam. At Bugenhagen, which right, you will be able to see the spelling when we tweet out.
Yeah.
For Chris, if you want to email us, it's BritishTech@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook and join us on our Google Plus community. We are hellishly active on Google Plus. So much so, people like Chris post questions and nobody looks at them.
It's like posting a question.
Is it nothing alert as to hello something happening?
No, I know. I don't know what that is, but
it's weird.
But anyway, thank you very much, Chris, for joining us.
Oh, thanks,
much appreciated. And
you're going to be joining us for the quiz.
Yeah, you're going to be joining us at the quiz to challenge Chiz. And Russell is returning from last year as well, but he'll not be over Skype. So
excellent.
He claims that this is going to give him at least 2 points this year.
I'm just going to get totally rat-ass like Chris did last year. Yeah. It's the only reason he came in second.
Yeah, I reckon if I hadn't had those 8 cans, I'd have been slightly closer.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see
how it goes.
We've got another episode, and then the next one after that's the quiz, I think. So
cool.
That'll be good. Looking forward to it. So thank you very much, and good night.
Toodles.